Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Express reports the Queen is understood to be furious at her son, Prince Charles, for putting pride before the monarchy, with the heir to the throne reluctant to repair his relationship with Prince Harry. Per her report, Her Majesty is said to be pleased with Prince William's dignified approach to the family reconciliation and hopes the Prince of Wales will do the same. But the heir to the throne is still understood to be furious at his son for dragging his name through the mud during his tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey. An insider told Us Weekly, with the way things are going, Charles may never forgive Harry, which hasn't gone down well with Elizabeth. She feels that he's putting his pride before the best interest of the monarchy. She has enough on her plate dealing with the loss of her husband. It's drama she can do without. By contrast, Prince William is taking steps to heal the rift with his younger brother, something the Queen approves. The source added, they're definitely not at the point where they speak on a regular basis, but William wants to be the bigger person and set a precedent. He believes that in order to repair damage and destruction from Harry's interview, the best approach is to keep things civil with his brother rather than fanning the flames and fighting back with a tit-for-tat attitude. Elizabeth is proud of William for taking the dignified approach, unlike Charles, who still hasn't forgiven Harry for dragging his name through the mud. But the Daily Star wonders if Meghan Markle made a veiled criticism of royal staff and family members during her guest appearance in the Vax Live concert. In Meghan's video message speech, she reflected on her unborn daughter's future. When we think of her, we think of all the young women and girls around the globe who must be given the ability and the support to lead us forward, Meghan told viewers. But royal expert Daniela Elsa believes this comment could be also seen as a hidden message directed at the royal family and palace staff. That, of course, is a lovely, heartwarming sentiment which any right-minded person would wholly throw their weight behind. It also happens the particular wording here could be interpreted as something of a veiled criticism of the palace. Rumours say William and Harry will give separate speeches when the statue of Diana is unveiled. A source told The Sun, they will both move heaven and earth to be there. They commissioned the statue together. It is very important for them. There is, of course, the hope the memory of Diana can repair the relationship, but that seems a long way off right now. A source added, you might have thought they'd go for a joint statement and speech, but that's not the case. Each has insisted on preparing their own. Palace Intrigue will be right back. William was out and about and told reporters, my wife does all the gardening, I really like it, but I have no idea what I'm doing, he shared. Those regular down-to-earth royals were spotted leaving Kensington Palace by a helicopter on Saturday afternoon. They were joined by their puppy and children. Just a normal Saturday afternoon in a helicopter for the adorable family. Her Majesty is now getting into the business of selling beer. The Sandringham Twitter account posted a picture of some bottles of beer with the caption, we're thinking ahead to Father's Day and what better way to celebrate than with one of our new Sandringham beers. The caption read, Sandringham Estate has developed an IPA and a bitter from organic Lorette barley, grown on the wider estate and is available to buy now from the Sandringham shop. The beers are offered in two varieties, a cold filtered English bitter beer and golden IPA, described by the Sandringham gift shop as uniquely natural, and are being sold at $5.50 a bottle. And perhaps you'd like your beer with a banana. Darren McGrady, who worked in the royal kitchens of Buckingham Palace from 1982 to 1993, said Princess Anne almost always preferred the bananas almost black over ripe because they're digested easier. The Mirror reminds us that due to an old tradition, members of the royal family are not able to eat any item of food with their hands. This means most senior royals are forced to cut up fruit and eat it with a knife and fork, said McGrady. He added that pineapples are hollowed out, sliced, and put back in the pineapple so they can be eaten with a knife and fork. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.